This week, we are turning the control room over to you, the listeners, and we're asking you not to leave cookie crumbs and empty bottles of Chardonnay all over the place like last time.
When we ask you for your favorite moments from our show, many of you responded with memories of when you, the listeners, were funnier or more surprising than any of us, whether you meant to be or not.
And for some reason, this seems to happen a lot during our limerick segment. Here's an example from November 2010.
Can you hear me now? Still is a clever jest. With reception, my mountain endeavors blessed. There might be a fall, but not a dropped call, as Sherpas use cell phones on...
sweater vests.
That is...
I love that.
That is cool.
I want to give it to you, because that's such a great answer.
That is fabulous.
That's a better rhyme than our limericist came up with. That's really good. No, there's some clues there. The word Sherpa is a clue. Where might you find it?
Oh, good Lord, it's Everest.
It is Everest, yes.
Well, it did rhyme. Here's someone who went the other way from a show we did in Colorado Springs in May of 2010. These candles make pupils grow wider. Their scent is a hunger provider. It's meaty and greasy and goes down real easy. The smell of a White Castle...
hamburger. Oh, slider.
Yes, slider. I like the hamburger. The hamburger is kind of more the free verse answer. Yeah. That's great. It's very beat poetry.
Very.
I love it.
It was a surprising rhyme. Yeah. I like those.
Here's one in which somebody anticipated having some difficulty with the limericks and brought a secret weapon.
It gets better, I'm told. Just be brave, man. Give that body hair one swooping shave, man. Come on, Grok, you big lout. It's okay to be out. I am gay in the time of the...
caveman?
Yes, caveman. Annabelle, I'm going to ask you a question. And it's totally fine, whatever your answer is.
Yes.
Is there somebody there with you?
I have a friend here.
Okay.
I'm smart on my own and clever on my own.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Can I say hello to her?
Is it a sure, hold on. Okay. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Lily.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So were you the one who figured that one out?
The caveman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, glad you're here. Could you put Annabelle back on?
Yes, here she is.
Hello, Annabelle?
Yes.
You're right, it's caveman!
We like forward, innovative thinking, but not this innovative. This from a show we did just this last July in the San Francisco War Memorial Opera House. I cannot say no thank you to pork, and my pasta I twirl with much torque, but my eating tool size has a pleasant surprise. I eat less when I have a big...
sport?
Did you just say spork? I admire your ingenuity, but you're overcomplicating this. Want another guess?
Let's see.
Were you raised in a prison? I'm not sure. Or perhaps a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise, I believe. They have sporks. It's just an interesting first choice. Let's hear the limerick again, and I'm sure you'll get it. Here we go.
I cannot say no thank you to pork, and my pasta I twirl with much torque, but my eating tool size has a pleasant surprise. I eat less when I have a big...
I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a lot like a spork, but less versatile.
It's a fork.
A fork, yes. Finally, a moment of real concern from a show we did in May of 2011.
This breakup sure hurt. I'll explain. It's how we are wired in the brain. Feelings are centered where cuts and burns enter. Rejection gives physical...
pain.
Yes, yes. I heard a certain degree of ruefulness in your answer. Yes. Pain. According to a study in the latest issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, rejection, whether romantic or otherwise, causes actual physical pain as well as emotional. In fact, a series of experiments found that a bad breakup is equal in physical pain to spilling hot coffee on yourself.
That doesn't make any sense.
When's the last time you...
Has anybody ever broken up with you?
Yes.
Was it like having hot coffee spilled on you? Physically?
Yeah, it was painful.
Okay. And then, no, this is another one of these... Peter's... Did he just shoot himself?
Hang on. I hope not. I would find that very painful. Let me check. Nicholas, are you there?
I was just putting down my cocktail.
All right. There you go.
Nicholas!
Imagine, Paula, though, that Nicholas had rather than speak to you another minute, had shot himself just now.
I know.
Wouldn't you find that painful?
It would have created a pain almost like hot coffee on my...
You see? And you were skeptical.
That was terrifying. That was absolutely terrifying. Because in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I think a guy just shot himself while we were talking to him. And I thought, should we go on?
It's what he would have wanted.